In 1980, Rav Shach and the Stipler protested the Lag BaOmer parade of Chabad. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "The one who is protesting the parade is wearing unkosher tefillin." 2. Rav Shach writes that the reason Chabad gives for not sleeping in the sukkah is a pilpul of shtus. Rav Tzvi Kahana asked Lubavitcher Rebbe how to respond to those B'nai Torah who are critical of Chabad for not sleeping in the sukkah. Lubavitcher Rebbe responds that these people are just trying to cause machlokas. It's stemming from Sheker. This person is not a Ben Torah. His metzias is the opposite of halacha. He's carrying out the war of the Sitra Achra against the halacha. They are mechutzofen, etc. How are we to deal with these statements of the Lubavitcher Rebbe? Are they considered motzi shemra? Anonymous from New York. I'm not one to put my head between giants. The machlokas between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Shach is very, very well known. And each one, I'm sure, had their reasons why they said what they said, and held that it was not Lashon Hara, it was a toelis, that they felt was necessary to say what they said. On the other hand, for others to get involved and to make statements over what either of these Anoshim Gedolim said would be a tremendous chutzpah. And therefore, I can't answer this question. All I know is that a person has to follow the Gadol and the Rebbe, that his Rebbeim follow. And in that respect, personally, I follow Rav Shach and listen to his criticism of whatever was nogeya to me of Lubavitch and of Chabad and whatever, and that's the perspective that I have to come from.